So we are going to start. Today's daf is Samach Vav. We are on Samach Vav. Today's daf begins another part of Avodah Zarah. It's very, very lemaisa stuff regarding Yoredeya. So we're not going to discuss anything halach lemaisa. That's why we have Rabbanim. We're just going to learn the Gemara and see what the Gemara says. Maybe we'll see some shitos, but halach lemaisa, go ask the Rav. Okay. The top line, I believe. Chamara Atika. So I have old wine of Goyim. My folks were talking about Yayin Nesach. Just assume Yayin Nesach for now. So I have old Yayin Nesach wine. Old, I think, means that it's not freshly squeezed. It's old wine. Right? Be'inve. That gets mixed up with grapes. Divrei Hakol Benosing Tam. Everyone agrees that in order to determine whether or not the grapes are usser, you have to measure whether or not the wine was Nosing Tam. So that's Minz B'She'en Omino by... Min she'ein omino by yayin nesach is batel b'no sein tam. Rashi says no sein tam is a shear of shishim. So the klal that we have is a yayin nesach that get mixed up with bimino. So if you yayin nesach gets mixed up with wine, it's usher, it ushers the mixture b'mashehu. If it's mixed up with ein omino, if it's mixed up with ein omino, it only ushers with no sein tam, which is 1/60. It has to be a ratio of 1 to 60 for it to be batel.
What does it mean?
It's not wine. It's something that, in our case right now, wine that fell into on top of a piece of grape. It's not wine. Ein omino. So how much did it absorb? If it absorbed a 60th, then it becomes usser. However, what exactly it means, it's a major machlokas. We'll see. That's all about yayin nesach. But other isurim, so there's a big machlokas, there's a machlokas about min bimino. Min bimino, by one min and another min that's similar. Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not bottled at all. That's what the Gemara in Zvachim says. If a small amount of blood of one korban gets mixed into a whole big amount of another korban, you can still sprinkle the blood for the original korban because the blood itself is not bottled because it's min bimino. That's min bimino. Rabbi Yehuda says that it is not bottled. However, the Chachamim say that min bimino midorais is bottled berov. Midorabanan, we have to give it also no Saint Tom, which is 1/60. Min b'she'en omino, non-like items, the halacha is that it is benosing tam. So here we're talking about yayin nesach. So yayin nesach, if it's min bimino, if it's wine and wine, it will be usher b'mashehu, at any small amount. But here it's wine falling on grapes, so therefore we say, it's old wine falling on grapes, therefore we say it is usher only if it gives over a taste, which is 1/60th of the mixture. But, chamer chadata, new wine, b'invi. So new wine is basically freshly squeezed wine, which is basically grape juice, hasn't fermented. It's new wine, b'invi, that gets mixed, it's poured onto grapes. Basically have the same taste. The wine is if you're biting into the grape. It takes exactly the same. It just squeezed grapes, pouring onto grapes. So here we have a machlokas. Abaye Amar, Abaye says, b'mashehu. Here he's going to claim that this is min b'mino, and therefore it would be usser even the smallest amount to make it usser. Rava Amar, no, Rava says that new wine and grapes are still considered min b'she'en omino, and therefore it would require, in order for the grapes to be usher, you would have to have a ratio of 1/60th of the yayin nesach falling into it, which is no same time. So it's machlokas as whether this is min b'mino or min b'she'en omino. Abaye Amar, Abaye says that it's usher b'mashehu, because he says in order to determine whether something is of the same min, basar ta'ma azlinan, we go according to the taste. If they taste the same, they're the same min. So here, the freshly squeezed wine, or it's actually the grape juice, and the grapes taste the same. You bite into the grape, it's going to be the same taste as the wine. So basar tam is lina, edi, both the grape and the squeezed juice, chat tamahu, have the same taste. The habalon min bimino, and therefore they're min bimino. And if they're min bimino, again, then yayin esach is usher is bimashu. So even a small amount will make the grapes usher.
Do you get a guy to taste it? Who tastes it?
What do you have to taste here?
You said you have to taste the wine.
No, I didn't.
It says here, yeah, if it's...
No, it doesn't. Since they are the same taste, we know that they're the same taste, it's min bimino. Because grapes and wine, and freshly squeezed grapes and the grapes are considered to be the same taste. The habla min bimino. There is a concept of Yoredeya of a kfela, of giving it over to a guy to taste, mesiach l'fitumo, or Shulchan Aruch says we don't really do that. We measure. That's why we have measurements. 1 to 60. If you have to measure it, if you don't know, then you go into the sugis of the rice of the rabbanans to figure it out. But we don't really misomech on kfeila so much anymore. The habelim bimino. But now, right? The habelim bimino. That's b'mashu. Rava Amo. Rava says the new wine assers the grapes only b'no same time. Only if it's a ratio of 1 to 60. Why? He says, Boshter Shmozling. In order to determine whether something is one of the same min, we go according to what it is called, to what it is. V'hai Shemalachud, this is wine, has one name. V'hai Shemalachud, and this is another one, name, this is grapes. It's not min b'mino, it's wine and grapes. And therefore, havalei min b'sheino mino, and therefore it's considered min b'sheino mino, and min b'sheino mino, no same time. And if it's two distinct items, then it is that only makes it usher if no same time. So the machlokas here, again, and when freshly squeezed yayin nesach falls on the grapes, do we consider the wine and the grapes min b'mino? If it's min b'mino, then the wine ushers the grapes b'mashu. If it's min b'sheino mino, like Rava says, then it only ushers the grapes if we have a ratio of 1 to 60. There is a major machlokas in the Achronim, the Ramah. Basically, the machlokas is a bayi Rava, right? So you have a bayi Rava. Who do we passing like? Unless it's Yal Kagam. Passing like Rava. So you passing like Rava, that says min b'mino is determined based on content, the item, what it's called. As opposed to a bayi, it's based on what it's taste. Everyone asks, there's a massive shach on that Ramah. Makes no sense. What are you talking about? The whole idea of something's usser or not is based on the taste. Like if it's based on the taste, we're concerned that you're going to taste the Tam of Isser. So who cares that one thing is called one thing? If it has the same taste, that should be the issue. So the shach goes on, but the problem is we pass like Rava. So the shach says really we only pass like Rava in certain situations. But again, that's the Rav. But that's the there's a major machlokas between this. Everyone calls this machlokas Ramah and shach. There are most machlokas, and the Ramah and shach seems to predate them by a couple hundred years with the Bayim Rava. But that's just a marmokum. Look at the Ramah and the shach in the Ordei. Okay, Tanan. So now we're going to ask on Abaye. Right, Abaye said that if the freshly squeezed wine falls onto the grapes, he claims that it's min b'mino because it has the same taste. So Tanan, learned in our Mishnah, yayin nesach shenafal agabe anovim. So we had yayin nesach. Our Mishnah had a case of yayin nesach that falls on top of the grapes, and we said, what do you do? Our Mishnah said you just wash them off, and they're mutter. If they're split, then we're concerned that the yayin nesach went inside. And then you have to, right, then even after the you have a problem because you can't just wash them off. But the Gemara says it's kasha. I'm not sure why the Gemara assumes this. He says kasalka daitach. The havamina is that we're talking about chamra chadati beinve. We're talking about new wine with grapes. Well, if it's new wines with grapes, and therefore my lab in no same time, it should be. I guess it's talking about where it goes, where they're split. It goes into the crevices. It should be no same time. It says no, but mashu, which it's mashu. The Gemara says, wait a second, no. You're going to tell me that our Mishnah is talking about. Look at the Mishnah, right? So the Mishnah had said it's yayin esek shenafal gabei anovim yedichem hemutaros im hamuvukos asuros. So we don't know what it's talking about. So Havamino is saying it's talking about new wine onto grapes, and therefore it should be mutter ben no same time. And he says no, it's mutter even it's asur ben no same time. Right? It says asuros. So we can say but no same time. He says no, it's asuros ben mashu. The Gemara says it doesn't make sense to say that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Mashu. It makes more sense that the Mishnah is talking about no same time because if you look at the continuation of the Mishnah, he says, "V'homi deketani seifa." If you look at the end of the seifa, it says, "Zeh haklal." This is the rule. Kol sheba ha'anaso b'no same time, aser. V'kol she'im b'ha'anaso b'no same time, mutter. The Mishnah at the end says, makes a rule. He says, whatever has a no same time, beneficial no same time, is aser. It has a detrimental no same time. If it's no same time with gam, then it is usser. Meaning, what's the mishnah? What? That's mutter. Correct. It's mutter. What's the mishnah talking about? The mishnah is talking about taste. It's talking about no same time. So why are you telling me talking about mashu? It's talking about no same time, right? Rashi says, Gemara says, there be no same time askinan. Right? Zeh klal. Kol sheva hanaso be no. This mishnah says kol sheva hanaso be no same time. Any hana that you get of the time is usser. If it don't get hana from a tam, because no same tam of gam, because mutter. Michlal, you see from here, dimi no same tam askina, that the Mishnah is dealing with the concept of no same tam. So if the Sefer is talking about no same tam, the ratio of the Mishnah is also talking about no same tam. And the Sefer is coming to explain what's going on in the ratio. So the ratio said that these grapes are usser. What are they usser? They're usser but no same tam, meaning it's min b'she'en omino. Rava's right. Got a proof from the Mishnah to Rava as opposed to Abaye. Because according to Abaye, why are we talking about no same time? He says, "Aser b'mashehu." Right. So Abaye says, "Well, so Abaye says, fine. Okay, you want to go play that game? You want to decide? I'll tell you. I'm Abaye at Masnisa b'chamra atika b'anvei." He says, "No. You know what? What our Mishnah is talking about? It's not talking about newly freshly squeezed wine. It's talking about old wine. Old wine, at the beginning of the Brisa, everyone agreed, old wine and grapes are two different things, and therefore are min b'she'en amino, and therefore those only require 1/60. Because old wine and grapes, one's grapes, one's wine, and so therefore it satisfies Rava to say min b'she'en amino. And even Abaye agrees it's min b'she'en amino, because old wine and grapes have different tastes. And therefore he says, right, so you want to establish that the Mishnah is talking about no same time, I'll just change your assumption that's talking about freshly squeezed grapes and tell you that's talking about older wine, which has a different taste than the grapes. That's not a raya against Abaye. Tosos points something out, very interesting. He asks the following question, basically. What if you have something that's usher b'mashadol? When you say, if something that's usher b'mashadol, or chamos pesach, or yayin nesach, all this is usher b'mashadol, and it's no same time of gam. But it gives, when it goes into the mixture, it gives off a bad taste. No same time of gam, we know is mutter. But here this thing is asur b'mashu. So does no sin tam of gam have any impact if the isur is even by a mashu? So the first Tosafot says, he says, yeshay mufarshim, the chol isur to have b'mashu, then anything that is an isur b'mashu, lo amrina but no sin tam of gam. Mutta, we don't say that. Why? Because if something is asur b'mashu, you're not concerned about tastes. Stabber, makes sense. A small little amount that falls into something doesn't impart the taste. So basically, we're not even discussing taste. So who cares if it gave a good taste or a bad taste? It's asur b'mashu. But then Tosa says no. Tosa says, he says, low, right? He says later, he says, Apakat was all mino asur b'mashu, afo pisha shatam, but we call it ain't is lasur tam of gam. Tosos then, Tosos then says that maybe there's an argument to say the other way. Just pointing out that the machlokas is you have to go all these machlokas, all these shilas that come up in the kitchen, they all stem from the sugyas here that come up in the Gemara. Okay, next Gemara. Chala de chamra v'chala de shichra. So I have wine vinegar and beer vinegar. One is mutter, one is aser. Not sure which one. Same thing, we have chamira de chiti, the chamira de sa'ari. Yes, we have yeast, wheat yeast and barley yeast that get mixed up together. One's iser, one's heter. So what do you have now? Is this min b'mino, min b'shein b'mino? So what's going on? So Abaye says, it's been no same time. I have to say that you're talking about no same time because, again, he goes, how does he determine min b'mino, min b'shein b'mino? Based solely on the taste. He's going to say these things have different tastes. Beer vinegar and wine vinegar, or yeast of barley, yeast of wheat, have different tastes. They're not like items. They're mimbish enomino. Mimbish enomino only becomes usser if it reaches the level of a 60th. Because basar tamas linan v'hatayim alachud v'hatayim alachud. We go according to the taste. This has one taste. This has another taste. V'havale mimbish enomino, and therefore becomes non-like items. The mimbish enomino but no same time, and non-like items become batel but no same time. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, in these cases, let's go to the vinegar case, they're usser b'mashu. Let's just say the beer vinegar is usser. It gets mixed into the wine vinegar, or even a small drop of the beer vinegar that gets in. It ushers the wine b'mashu, because basar shmaz lino. We go according to the name. V'hai chala mikre. This is called vinegar, and this is called vinegar. V'hai chamir mikre, v'hai chamir mikre. This is called yeast, and this is called yeast. Havle mimbimino, therefore they become mimbimino, becho mimbimino bimashu, and mimbimino becomes aser bimashu, a small amount, the davar aser. Fine. This may also only apply to davar lach, not necessarily to davar yavish, but it's also another sugya. Okay. Abaye, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, mina amnina la. From where do I know this din, de basar taima azlinan, that I go according to the taste. The Tanya, the Gersh says it to the Snan, it seems like it's a Mishnah and Orla, right? The Snan and Orla. So when we have an Orla, is that you have a bunch of spices. So a bunch of spices fall into a Kedera. We'll learn this according to Rashi. Tosos has a different approach. He says, Tavlin, Shnayim Ushlosha Shemos, Vehein Min Echad. So I have spices of two or three different names, but they are one species. Rashi says, Hachi Garcina Mesechas Orla. Gimel Shemos V'heim Min Echad. You go in pilpil, like pepper. I'm going to say pepper. Yeah, pilpil lavon, white pepper.
Black pepper.
What? Black pepper. Pilpil shachar, black pepper, or pilpil orach, or long pepper, I guess. They're all called pepper, but they have three different names. That's one case. O Min Shlosha, or they're three three different meaning, right? It says Omin Shlosha, the Gimel Shema Shleishlehem, Asumin Sarafim. Or you have and or three other different things. I don't know, cumin, cinnamon, and garlic. They fall in, right? Umet Starfin. So Asurin Umet Starfin. They become Asur Umet Starfin. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Imnaful Kedera. These all they're all Asur. They fell into a pot. The lobazek kedei l'tava, the lobazek kedei l'tava. They're not enough. I guess they weren't taking some trumas or maisos, but each one is not enough to create an usser mixture when it falls in. However, but together v'nitzdarfu v'tivlu, but together they can combine and make something usser. V'hein shel isser mitzdafim l'osra. They can combine together and mix. They can mix together because they are they're one item. I guess the same thing. She says, "Shnayim shalchemim, shalchemim shalchemim." They offer one thing, like black pepper, or fall in. They're different names, right? Because we go according to the taste. Since they're all the same taste, they're considered one min. If they're one min, they can combine and make the mixture teva, because they think they're not too much of mice taken off from it. The Amar Chizkiya, what Chizkiya says, we'll read Rashi second. Amar Chizkiya, hacha b'minei misika skinan. We're dealing with things. These three things are things that are put into, I guess, sweeten the kadera. Ho v'ru'im lematik behenes kadera, and therefore they combine because they all accomplish the same thing because all come into sweeten. So it's Rashi says, v'amar chizkiya hacha deka amar min gimel v'gimel shomus demitstafos afagat plasim minenu u'bishman lamishiv. Here it's different. They're not the same name. They're not the same min. But nevertheless, kulan tamam matok. They all have sweet taste. That's why they combine the ta'amon shava lematik behenek kedera, because they're all accomplishing the same goal of sweetening. Gemara explains. Iyamar bishlamal basar taimaz linan. If you say that we go according to the taste, kulei chatamahu. That's why I'm going to say that all these peppers combine because they're all the same taste. El iyamar basar shmaz linan. But if you rub all right, that we determine whether things are the same min based on their names, Haishmalachud, Bahaishmalachud. They each have a different name. So they shouldn't be the same thing. They shouldn't combine. The fact that they are combining, you only can combine something that's the same min. The fact that they're combining must be because they have the same taste, and they have the same taste. That's why you can combine. And you see from here that we go according to the taste, not go according to the name. Right? That is talking about the sefer, the second part of the Mishnah. The second part of the Mishnah was min shlosha. You had three different minim, and they had three different names. The freisha, they all had the same name. The sefer has three different minim. So the sefer says shlosha, right, so you have three different minim, three different names. They still can combine. So why can they combine? If they have three different names, according to Yerubba, why are they combining? According to me, they're combining because maybe they have the same taste. According to Yerubba, they shouldn't be combining because they have different names. Kamash b'lam, we go according to the taste. So Rava answers to you, he says, no, Rava Amalach, Rava said, you know, this Mishnah is an outlier. This Mishnah, Hamani, who's the author of this Mishnah? The author of this Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. It's according to Rabbi Meir. And how does that help us? Because the Tanya, we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Huda Omer Shem Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda quotes Rabbi Meir saying, Minayit l'kol Yisurin Shem Torah Shem start from Zeim Zeh. How do I know that all Yisurin by the Torah, anything that's Aser, can combine with something else? Meaning if I ate a chatzi kazayis of one thing that's usher, a chatzi kazayis of another thing that's usher, the Torah is going to consider me eating a kazayis of davar usher, and I'll get malchus, or I'll violate the isser. I guess you won't get malchus, I guess, but you'll still violate the isser. He says, Shenemar, lo sochal ko toeva, don't eat anything abominable. Ko shetiatu lecha harei hu bival tochal. Anything that I answer to you, you're not allowed to eat. So how does that help us? Because here we're talking about things that are usher. Three things that are usher. Rameyer says anything that is usher combines. If anything that is usher combines to create a davar usher, that's what's coming on here. I have three things. They may be three different names, three different tastes. Rameyer doesn't care. They're usher. So once they're usher, they can combine. They can combine. And so even though they don't have the same name, they don't have the same taste, that's the reason why the Mishnah always says that if you have three minim of three different names, they can be mitzvah to make the pot usher, the kedera usher. But everyone else argues on Rameyer and says things are not mitzarif. So this Mishnah that says things are mitzarif has nothing to do with our machlokas about taste or not taste, because it's going according to the shita of Rameyer. Rameyer doesn't care about taste or not taste. He just only cares whether something's usser. If something's usser, it will combine and can combine together to make what it fell into usser. So there's nothing that's irrelevant to our conversation, and therefore it and therefore the Mishnah doesn't play any role in our machlokas. Only issue is, though, so what do you need Chizkiyah? According to Rava, what does Chizkiyah add? Oh, what Rashi says. Chizkiyah lesser. He doesn't have Chizkiyah in the Mishnah, I guess. Was it Chizkiyah lesser? Maybe that's what he's trying to get to. Okay, fine. Okay, next. Next starts another sugya, the sugya of Recha. Recha Milsa, which has a major impact on ovens, whether or not you can use the same oven or how you can use the same oven for milchiks or fleishiks at the same time. Remember, in those days, the ovens were more communal, and the communal ovens were being used by the Jews and the non-Jews. So you're putting stuff in the ovens almost at the same time, at the same time as the guy is putting in his tarfas. So how do you deal with that? So challah, so that's a problem of aroma. You have the problem of recha. Then you have a problem that seems another issue that seems to have been made up by the Rishonim, but not made up in the sense that it's not real. It's that didn't exist in the times of the Gemara or others. It's the idea of zeya, which is the zeya means sweat, but it's steam. That comes another issue with the ovens. Challah lego chamra divrei akol b'no same time. So if I have vinegar of iser that falls into wine of Heter. Okay, so the base is wine, and the bit what's falling in is the vinegar, right? At the very bottom of Samavav. So I have Chala L'Gol Chamra, Divrei HaKol B'no same time. So what basically we have here is we have a mixture that's going in, the base that's what's being fallen into is the rove, and then they have something else that's being poured into it. So here the base is wine, of Heter wine, and I have this vinegar, of Isser vinegar, it's a Yayin Nesek vinegar that's falling into the wine. Everyone holds bin no same time. Everyone holds that here it's going to be no same time, right? Rashi says chal de iser le chamro de heter divrei kol bin no same time. The chinofal le gave when it falls into it lo habe domile lo berecha lo betaima doesn't have the same taste, right? It doesn't have the same smell. I don't know.
Falls into wine?
I don't know. Maybe you're trying to make something out of it. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. He says, She'ena yayin v'vata reyecha chometz ad sh'netar b'tocho v'lo chometz v'vata reyecha yayin ad teru b'chamra. It doesn't have the same smell, it doesn't have the same taste, therefore he says it's enough b'no same time. I didn't see anyone say here that this is no same time of Kham. But maybe. The other way around, if I have chamra l'sok chala, if a little bit of the wine that's usser falls into the majority of vinegar, so here Abaye says, b'mashehu, even if you can't taste even if it's not no same time, just the mashal will make it usher. Rava says it's been no same time. Rava says it's no same time, right? Rashi says, Mishar shegila avar hakli, at the moment the little bit of wine falls into the kli, nefa chayayim berecha l'reicha chomitz. The wine turns into chomitz. V'kodem shenis arvu havishavim berecha. Before they get mixed together, they have the same smell. So, Abai Amar b'mashal. Why does Abai say it's mashal? He says, recha chala, the tama chamra. He says it smells like chometz, but tastes like wine. Okay? And therefore, it's considered challah. Even though it falls in, it still tastes like wine. Once it smells like the vinegar, he's going to consider it vinegar. Bahavli mimimino, that because of mimimino, with yayin nesek is usher b'mashu. Rava says, no, the problem you have over here is because now it tastes like one thing, but smells like something else. So how are we going? Usually it tastes the same, smells the same. Now it tastes one way and the smell is another way. So which one is controlling to determine whether it's the same item or a different item? The Ravai says you go according to the smell. The Rav Amar, no, we're going to say no same time. Because even though it's Recha Chala, the Tama Chimra, it smells like vinegar but tastes like wine, it's considered Chamra. So if it's still considered wine, so then it's wine and vinegar. Wine and vinegar is Min B'Sheino Mino. If it's Win B'Sheino Mino, have it Min B'Sheino Mino, and Kol B'Sheino Mino, no same time. It requires no same time. So if the vinegar falls into the wine, if the vinegar falls into the wine, so that everyone says that the vinegar doesn't lose its smell. So it's taste the vinegar?
Because it's
more pungent. So the taste of vinegar, and it's the smell of vinegar that falls in. So it's vinegar falling into the wine. It's mimbish ein omino. Everyone's going to agree it's no Saint Tom. The opposite case, where it's the wine falling into the vinegar, so the wine, they're assuming, the wine loses its smell, but maintains its taste. So now, if it smells like one thing, but tastes like something else, it falls into the vinegar. So it smells like the vinegar. Rabbi says, once it smells like the vinegar, it's considered vinegar. It's mimbish ein omino, and therefore you only need a small amount to make it usher. Abai says, no, even though it smells like the vinegar, Rabbi says, no, even though it smells like the vinegar, it maintains its taste of wine, I'm going to consider it wine, and then it's mimbish ein omino, and I need a 60th in order to make it usher.
What if you have wine vinegar?
No. When you buy wine, that's vinegar. That's vinegar from wine, as opposed to beer vinegar or from another thing. That's vinegar.
Tastes like.
I don't know what
it tastes like.
It's sour wine. It's wine that's
gone. It's wine vinegar. Okay. Now that Abaye and Rava had a discussion about smell, so the Gemara goes into another sugya about reicha. Okay, so you have hai bas tiha. Yeah, there's bas tiha. So if anyone ever learned Yoredeya, you know about the concept of the bas tiha. The bas tiha seems to be, from a little bit of Machlokas Rashi Tosos, it seems to be that they stuck some sort of straw, some sort of implement into the barrel of the wine, and then they would smell it. They would smell the taste to determine whether or not it went bad or not. Right? Rashi says, so you have bas tiha, the second top line. Nekev, right, small Gemara, small Rashi, so you know it's hard. It says, Bas Tiha, says, Nekev nokvim v'magufas chavis, you make this hole in the barrel, in the side of the barrel, l'hariach hasayayin, to smell the wine, libotko im yochol l'hiskayim, just to check, I guess, on the status of the wine, see if it went bad or not. Tosos says a little different. Tosos on top, he says, first he calls Rashi, Peirush Kutchers, nokvim nekev v'magufas chavis, hariach meyu. He says, "Upeirus Rabbi Chananel sheyish kana sheshakua b'soch hakavis." So he says, "You stick a straw into the kavis, and it comes out chutz." Umenichim l'soch kana katan k'min dali. You put another small straw into that bigger straw, and you smell it via the straw. Rashi seems to be smelling it directly from the barrel. Tosfos seems talking about the straw, maybe because you want to concentrate it. Okay. The idea is this bas tihia. So what happens? Now someone's going to smell to check the wine. So what happened was, Ove kochavim be Yisrael shaper dami. If the guy, you can take a guy, and he smells, that's the Tosos, he smells through the straw, the item is mutter, even though, right, mutter because the guy hasn't touched the wine. He hasn't drunk it, he hasn't touched the wine, and therefore is no problem. But Yisrael be the Ove kochavim, if a Jew smells, does the smell test on the guyish wine, which we're assuming is Yayin Nesech, so Abaye Amar Aser, Rava Amar Mutter. Abaye says it's Aser, I mean, you're not allowed to do that. And Rava says it's Mutter, right? Let's read the Gemara. So Abaye Amar Aser, because he says, Reicha Milsi. He says something that has a Reach. The Reach is constitutes something that is of substance. And if it's something that's substantial, so what's going on here is you are smelling the wine, and all the Rishonim point out, and the smelling here is similar to drinking it. It's as if you drank it. You ingested it via smell. You ingested it via smell. You're not allowed to drink Yayin Nesef, so this is considered drinking. You're drinking Yayin Nesef. Rava Amar Mutter, Rava says it's Mutter to smell this, because Reicha Lav Milsi, this ingesting over here via the Reach, is not considered anything of substance. It's not substantial, and therefore it doesn't count.
According to the Bible, I guess.
First of all, I don't know if the McDonald's, you have an Isser Hana from some, of, I don't know about
just
that.
Just giving an example, something like that.
Well, I don't know if it's, what? I don't know what the example is, though. Yeah. It's not drinking.
I mean, what do you mean?
We're not talking about smelling it. That's the whole thing. He said it as if you're drinking it.
I was told that smelling freshly baked bread during Pesach.
So I heard that also. Tosos here talks about that. Tosos talks about that on the bottom. Somewhere here he says...
You might as well bake it already.
Right, but that's
yours.
Okay. Again, any halachic questions that you want to ask on these Gemaras, go ask a rabbi. That's why they're paid.
That's why they're paid?
What? To ask them Shilas? I think so. You ask the rabbi Shilas, that's why they're paid. Okay, so Rashi says, Okay, Tosos works out. Tosos says, Abaye am ar asr. Why? He says, Recha milsa. So let's go. So he says, V'chashvina le kishote. It says, if you drank it by smelling it here. Aval ein lomar d'chashvina. And that dalet there is very important. Aval ein lomar d'chashvina le nehene. We don't consider it hana here. The smelling is not considered hana. The imkain, my parach mikim, we'll get asked later on. It says it's not considered just getting hana. It says if you drank it. That's what he's saying is if you drank it. But Rava is going to say that it's not going to say if you drank it, because Rava is going to say there's no benefit. Rava says, you go falling down, he says, V'taymu de Rava, de lo chashiv le kishosa, it's not as if you drank it. L'fisha hareach nichlas b'fanav umaziko. V'akilku Rava alatikon. What happens here is that when you smell it, I guess it flows right into you very quickly, and by going right into you, it's more detrimental than beneficial to you. That's not considered an ingestion. That's not considered shasia. But there's nothing to do here. Nothing to do here with benefiting, because you're not going to get benefit from Yain Nesach either. Rabbi Abai is not saying it's the issue here is because of hana. He's saying the issue here is because it constitutes shasia about drinking. He says ein lomar dechashvina nena the imkay my parach mikamo shal truma. That's what he says, whether it's drinking or not. So Abaye says instead of drinking, because the recha is milsa, and Rava says it's not. So Amar Rava, mina amina la, from how do I know that recha, lav klumhu, that this smelling is not considered anything? This non? Because I have a Mishnah in Trumos, and this goes back to Tosos, which we skipped. He says, Tanur shehisiko bikamon shel truma. So I think is that you are using as your firewood to create the oven, you're using cumin? I'm not sure what cumin. It sounds like cumin. Truma cumin. And you're using that. So you're using an iser to create the oven. And then afo boas hapas, and then you bake bread in it. Hapas muteres. The bread is mutter, even for non-Kohanim. L'fisha ein tam kamon, ela recha kamon. Because it doesn't get the taste of the cumin, it only gets the smell of the cumin. So you see that the reyach of the truma does not asser this loaf of bread. Does not asser this loaf of bread. Rashi says, hapas muteres lazarim, she'ein bo tam kamon, ela reyach kamon. Imi shum de husak loach patlon, the truma in Yisura is Rabana. So I don't care. You can tell me, oh, you're getting benefit from the truma. I don't care, because you're allowed to get hana from the truma. The problem here is over here, whether you're ingesting the truma. And he says here that you're not, because you don't. It's not considered. It's only recha. The taste doesn't go in. Only the recha. See, recha vlad nosahu. So Abaye says, no, shani hasam, the mikla Yisura. The dover over there, it's different. Because what ends up happening, I think what ends up happening is Mikli Sur is that the Isser is consumed. That over there, the Reach that's coming in is weaker because it's coming in from an item that's not extant anymore. Over here, when you're smelling the wine, you're smelling existing wine. So in that case, the Reach is Lavno. So he's not going to argue the Mishnah. He can't argue the Mishnah, but he's going to distinguish the Mishnah from our case. That, in the Mishnah case, it's when the cumin gets burnt up, so it's not there. So what you're smelling is something that's, like, it's less substantive. Here, you're smelling the actual wine, that becomes Recha Milsa, and therefore it would be Aser. So Amar Rav Mari then says, Kitanai, the machlokas between Abaye and Rava about Recha is the same machlokas as Tanaim, because they have a Mishnah in Trumos. Harode pas chama. So the guy takes off, like, you have those flat breads, takes it off the side of the wall. Unesana. And he uses that flat piece of bread to cover a barrel of truma wine. So it's hot, and it's covering the truma wine. Rav Meir Oser. Rav Meir says you cannot eat, this loaf of bread cannot be eaten by non-Kohanim, because it sort of drew in the taste of the wine. And the taste of the wine is usher, because it's truma. Rav Yehuda Matir. Rav Yehuda says it's mutter. How are they drawing it in? It's the smell, because the heat is drawing the smell in. Rabbi Yossi Matir Rishalchitin. Sorry, Rabbi Yehuda says it's mutter, it's no problem. And Rabbi Yossi says, other sheet that says it depends on what the loaf of bread is. If it's Shalchitin, it's mutter. But Oser Pasos Sha'orim. But the Sa'orim, he says, Asar Ibn Isha Sa'orim Shu Avos, because the Sa'orim will draw the Reach in. So basically, he's holding that the Reach is Milsa, just depends on what path, what loaf are you doing. So my Lava Hakim Ifugi, let's just say that this is the Machlokas. The Ma'ar of Meir, who says that he's not allowed to eat the loaf of bread that's on top of the hot, that is hot on top of the wine, Sa'or Reach Milsa he. He says the Reach is Milsa, that I guess when it draws in the scent, that is considered something that is substantive, and therefore makes it also. He says that the Reicha doesn't count, and he's going to be holding like Rava. So Gemara says, "LaRava v'adai tanoihi." To Rava, you're right. In Chanami, it's a machlokas tanoim. Rava can't learn like the guy who says that it is aser, because that's clear. So he's that Rava only goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. But Abaye, who says that Reicha is milsahi, he says mi lema tanoihi. Who has to say that definitely that I only hold like one Tana? He has the ability to hold like a different Tana. Both. Amalach Abaye will say, Lav mi itmar la. Have we not explained this Mishnah as follows? As Amar Rav Abar Hana, Amar Reish Lakish, Bipas Chama v'chavis psucha. We're talking about hot loaf of bread on top of an open barrel. There we say, Divrei HaKol Asura. Everyone's going to say it's Asur, okay? Because Reicha Milsa. But here, that never Behuda would agree. And Bipat Sonenes, but if I have a cold or a luku, not hot loaf of bread, Bichavis Magufa, and a closed barrel, Divrei Kol Muteris. And everyone holds it's mutter, because there's no transfer of the taste. The Lo Nechaklu, where's the Machlokas, or Meir Rabbi Yehuda, El Bipas Chama, Bichavis Magufa. It's a hot loaf of bread and a closed barrel. Or Bipas Sonenes, Bichavis Magufa. Or a cold piece of bread and an open barrel. That's the only time the machlokas is. There they have the machlokas as to whether or not that's going to, reicha is going to transfer. I guess it's more of a matzias machlokas. But everyone holds that the reicha is, everyone's that the reicha is going to transfer. If a hadi dinami, and my case also that I'm talking about is paschama the chavisa pasucha dami. My case is hot bread and an open barrel. And the way I explain that braisa is everyone holds that it's that's usher. Rava has no choice. Because Rav is going to say that Rabbi Yehuda says it's the person who says it's Aser clearly holds Reicha Milsa. So he has to say, I hold it the one who's Mutter, and the Machlok is whether Reicha Milsa or not, and I hold it the one who says Mutter, Reicha Lav Milsa. Abaye says, no, I'll reinterpret the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not talking about a standard case. The Mishnah is talking about a case where it's either hot bread or an open barrel, not both. If it's hot bread and an open barrel, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree. Because everyone holds Reicha Milsa, the only machlokas is whether in this situation it's considered Reicha Milsa or not. So just quickly, there's this long tosos in the middle. Rav Amar Mutter Reicha Lav Milsahi. The problem we have over here, tosos over here, is that we have machlokas Abaye Rava. We have machlokas Abaye Rava, like we said, we pass him like Rava. So therefore you're passing like Rava, that what? Reicha Lav Milsahi. But there's another sugyo in the Gemara in Psachim that also talks about Reicha. And there you have a machlokas between Rav and Levi. So if you look at what he says in his Tosafot, it says, Parakeitzad Solin, Pligi Nami, Rav and Levi, Berecha. They also have machlokas by Recha. Gabe Basar Shemen, a fatty piece of meat, Shetzolu, that's where it gets liquidy, Shetzolu in Basar Nevela, that was cooked in the same oven as a piece of Nevela. Rav Asar, they didn't touch each other. Right? Rav Asar, Rav said it's Asar, because Recha Milsa, V'Levi Shari, and Levi says it's Mutter, right? V'Hasam Tainik Avasei D'Rav, and there we basically pass him like Rav. Rav there, we pass him like Rav, and Rav is saying Reicha Milsa. So we're passing over there like Rav or Reicha Milsa, but Machlok Zavai Rava, we pass him like Rava, says Reicha Lav Milsa. So we got a problem. We got a problem. How do we deal with this, right? Repair Sham Rashi, Afagam Kamasei D'Rav, the Aser, Mikom Makom Halacha K'Levi D'Shari. So over there, Rashi answers and says no. Normally, he just says that. Normally we would paskin like Rav over there because of a brisa, but then we can paskin like Levi anyway because he goes like Rava. The Rava Saber Kavah say Hacha Gabe Bastihi, Balacha the Rava Kigabe Abaye. So basically Rashi doesn't deal with the situation. He just fine. We have Abaye Rava. We're paskin like Rava. We'll just reinterpret that the Gemara over there and say even though there's a support one way, we're going to paskin like Rava no matter what. Reicha Milsahi Reicha Lav Milsahi. Right? The Pasukach Rashi Perek Tolin Tosa says Velo Nira. He says, no, he says, I'm going to have a better answer. Tosos basically says that I'm going to answer differently by telling you that there are two different cases of Reicha. He says, there are two different cases of Reicha. Do we have time? Yeah, 5 minutes. Two different cases of Reicha. So if we go down, he says, L'chein Nira. So it's 5, 6 lines in. Over there, the halacha is like Rav, that Recha is Milsa. The halacha, Kirav Anami, Hacha Gai Batihi, the Recha Lav Milsahi. Distinguish between the different types of Recha. Vabayi Nami, the Hacha, and Abayi, you hear, who says Recha Milsa, he could say, Amale Anna, the Amrifilu Kalevi, the Amr Hassam, Recha Lav Milsa. Abayi here, who says it's Milsa, could say they're Lav Milsa. The Shani Hacha, it's different here. Shehu nene umeireyach min ha'isser hayayin atzmo. Hilkach have legamri kilu shosim in hayayin atzmo. Here you're smelling the item directly. You're smelling the item directly. So you're ingesting that item itself. So Abaye can say that's why it's mirecha milsir, because that's considered achila, because I'm drinking it right away. Aval hasam eno elo reyach ha'isser nichnas betocha heter. V'hu ochel as a heter. There it's different. You're not smelling directly the isser. The smell of the isser went into the heter item, and you're eating the heter item. It's removed. So there, ubaha filu rabbi emode the recha lav milsahi. Then maybe there rabbi can agree that recha is not anything. The rabbanami, rab also the hacha amrle, he can say here ana the amri afilu karab. I can say like rab the amar hasam recha milsahi. I can say normally recha is milsi, but why is here different? The shani hacha shahareyach, we said before, maziklo, lefisha nichnas begufo. Because here, when you're smelling it through that straw directly in, it causes you damage. That's why it's different. Lekach amar derechalav milsahi. That's why he says it's not milsahi here over here. Hilkach bein abaye, bein rabba da hacha, matzik savri bein kirav, bein kilevi da hasam. Either abaye rabba can hold like a rav and levi there in either way. You can mix and match the shitas. Vahashta have tu vagavne derechach, derecha. Reyecha Chazak Shabakulam. He says, okay, therefore, the put to the Rav Levi, the Kaimalan Kirav, we can hold, therefore you can hold like Rav over there, and there say and say that Reyach is Milsa. The Kaimalan Kirav, the Reyach the Bast, and Kaimalan, sorry, put to the Rav Levi, Kaimalan Kirav, the Reyach the Bastihia, the Kaimalan Kirav. And when it comes to the Bastahia, you can hold like Rava, because you can distinguish between the two different cases. And then Toso says something that's amazing. He says, "V'hu adin tachas machava shalano shakora tripod balaz." He says you have this tripod that it was something that they baked in. So ofin tachteh ha pashtido. You have the pashtido, which is kemoke in reyach milsa. Aval b'tanur gedolim shalano. Okay, in our big ovens, he says, "Ein lachush l'recha." There's no chosh chash of recha. Ubelvad shelo yet pia tanor sasum. As long as you have like a vented oven, like I guess our ovens, you have a vented oven. You don't have to be choshes for recha. And therefore, im afu pashtida shel basar. If you have this meat dish, im shel basar, im tirita shel gvina, with this dairy dish, betanor achad in one oven. Rak shelo yogu zeh bazeh. As long as they don't touch each other. Oh, im ha iser. Oh, in isser, you eat with something isser. Pairs you go in pashtidus on the vela. Ein lachosh, kneel lachosh. You have no problem according to Tosos. You can do that. Wow. Again, we're not passing off of Tosos. Just an interesting, interesting thing he's saying over here. Kimo Kane. I mean, Josh will correct me wrong. If something is covered, I don't think there's anyone who says that you're not allowed to do that. I mean, we don't. Maybe Rabbi Feivel Cohen would say that you can't do that. But if something is covered, at least one after another. It's really not much of a problem with the one oven. As long as there's no spill, as long as nothing that comes over, especially covered. Here, I think they're talking even about open items. Talking about open items in the same oven, Tosfos says.
Those are completely open ovens.
What?
Those are not like our ovens.
No, but we have vents. Our ovens are more vented than their ovens.
No,
sure we do. No, you have the fans in our ovens. That's pure venting.
Those ovens they talk about is completely open.
No, so what's the difference over here? Doesn't matter. You have the fans. Look at the post. I'm saying the fans are vents. Those are vents. It's not closed. It's very much the same because you're venting. As long as you have it venting, it's okay. That's what Toso says. It says. I didn't say any more. Wait, he said something about Pesach. So I mentioned before. He says. Ach, also matzah. Where's the case? I can't find it.
Four lines from the bottom.
You find a bit of chametz in one of them. Kulan asarus, they're all asar, but tanur nami yishlo asar. The alpha got the term shalana reicha lav milsa. Even though in our ovens is reicha is not an issue, mikol makom need the tamlek, mikol makom mashu ba alma ikar. I feel the matzah said tanur lo pidum. He's saying over there that even though you know you have the since chametz is asar b'mashu, so if you find a little bit of chametz in the oven that you were baking the wine, you were baking the matzah, even though reicha lav milsa and it didn't touch it, nothing happened, and you shouldn't be concerned about the smell. Nevertheless, because chametz is asar b'mashu, you should asar all the all the matzahs. But Tosos here is saying that if you have a vented oven, you shouldn't have an issue of cooking milk and kavleshuts in the same oven. He says even here at the same time. Again, do not try this at home. Do not pass it like Tosos. Go ask a halachic shaila about the ovens. Most either.
You try it out with your wife.
What? Right.
I'm not seeing the problem.